It's 11:35, Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine, with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern...
You know, I had no idea you were in China.
I bet you went wild, didn't you?
It doesn't look good, Paul.
Yeah!
Gotham, die in Iceland, Canada. Check your coat at the door. On today's show, a blast from the automotive past. You've written with questions, we have the answers. And celebrating Cabot, we go to Bristol for an update from our man on the Matthew. All this for you, with me, on Newfoundland's Cultural Magazine.
Joining me behind Moth Manor on Kitty Vitty Road is master mechanic Derek Gallant.
How are you, Paul?
Some listeners may remember Derek as a former discredited host of BCN's automotive program, The Grease Monkey. Sorry about the show, Derek.
Well,
hey, Paul!
Don't mind him.
Who you got there, Paul?
The car guy!
Is that the antique guy?
Stop hounding me.
Listen, Paul! I got something for you to look at!
I told you! It's the car guy!
So how's your mother?
Mom's not too well these days, and... Anyway, God forbid that anything should happen, but, you know, who knows when I might need to drive her down to St. Finian's in the middle of the night. I gotta get out more.
No kidding. So you need a car, huh?
Hey, Jay Homo, Dad's Hillman. You threw these boxes off here.
Oh, my God, that's something kind of a uniform or something, isn't it?
Dad was a member of the Giles and Cavalancers Light Infantry in Belgium. They liberated Au Pair in 44.
Oh,
ta-da!
Oh, God. Holy jeez, where'd you get that from?
It's a 62 Hillman Cartoon General Gordon Edition. Man, oh, man.
Anyway, let's see if we can fire up the old cartoon.
And that's one of the problems, Derek. Dad's mind went, you know, just before he died there. Actually, it went for about the last 16 years. And, he put the keys somewhere, and neither Mom or I can find them. Problem?
No, not really.
Christ, Derek!
It's only a fly window, Paul. Boy, a bit of plastic over that, no problem.
But it's an antique!
Sure it is, Paul.
Never mind.
Well, look at that, boiler. Mm. Ivory knobs, a rosewood dash. Smell that? Curried leather interior, boy. You don't see that anymore.
I told you.
Okay, pop the bonnet there now, will you, Paul? Look at this.
Carburetor?
No, the cartoon had an appeciolator fitted on a lot of English cars from 37 on. But I don't think this runs on gasoline.
Your dad was always complaining about the price of a gallon.
My God. He had it fitted up for stove oil.
Dad loved this car, man. Spent all his free time out here in the shed tinkering with the Hillman.
Yeah. I don't like the looks of this at all.
Yeah, after a few nips, though, he'd start with the stories. And then he'd let go with all these body walloon drinking songs.
Oh, sure. I don't like the looks of this at all. No. Wait a minute. Okay, all right. Get ready for the gas.
Okay, wait now. Almost got her.
Yeah.
Man, you know, Derek, I had my first... sexual experience of a particular variety here in the back seat. Sweet, eager, fun-loving. Jeez, what was her name?
Yeah, I bet she went wild, didn't she?
Oh, I had a few moves, you know.
Yeah, well, that was the vibrations off the old Coventry Climax exhaust system. Huh? It runs right under the back seat, right?
Jeez, look at that, eh? Radio stuck right on 520. God, Dad, bless his heart. Dad had her tuned to BCN.
All right, try it once more.
That didn't sound too good, Derek. You're looking concerned, man.
Hey, Paul, boy, this is going to require a fair bit of work.
What are we talking about?
Oh, headpan gasket. Cylinders had to be replaced, valve job.
Oh, naturally, yeah.
Pressure plate and clutch, conversion back to gas, new drive shaft, and that's just a start, boy. I'm only guessing, but once I get in there, who knows?
Estimate?
It depends, of course. You know, boy, it's hard to say.
Bottom line, say, Derek. Just ballpark.
I don't know, Paul. Depending on when I can get at her, And there's a few in ahead of you, right? Mm. Anywhere from $400 to, I don't know, a few thousand.
A few?
Well, no more than 6 or 7.
1,000.
That's parts, right? Yeah. If we can get them. I tell you, Paul, I think she's after throwing a rod.
Ouch.
Or...
Yeah?
I could give you $50 for her.
$50?
I'm doing you a favor, Paul, boy.
I don't know. I don't know, Derek. It's not really mine to sell, you know, and perhaps... see, Mom's still up in the window there. Perhaps you could come back a little later?
No problem.
Thank you, Derek Gallant. Thanks for coming by and helping me get that hill started. Wow.
No problem, Paul.
Canada's espionage sex scandal. Prime Minister Pearson has called for an inquiry into allegations that former conservative cabinet ministers had liaisons with the communist agent Gerda Munsinger. Premier Smallwood will be in attendance tonight when the Memorial Glee Club, under the direction of Zednik Navratil, salutes spring and come home here with a performance of Dvorak's From the New World. And in sports, George Chavallo says he's ready for next Tuesday's heavyweight title bout with Cassius Clay. Today, Chavallo got the support of former champ Joe Lewis. Lewis says that Clay, who now goes by the name Muhammad Ali, is a disgrace to boxing for refusing to serve in the military. Those are some BCN news highlights.
Durham Philpott with the news highlights. Here are the Scotians with their siren song for 66, Come Home, Newfoundlander.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on this old Newfie shore.
Now is the time for fun and laughter. Now is the time for love, and after will be a time for lovely memories. Come home and see the good old family trees,
and don't overlook the small wood if you please. Come home, Newfoundlander. You're gonna get a chance to wish and choose again. Come home, Newfoundlander. You're gonna get a chance for fish and brews again. Come home, Newfoundlander. There's capelin on the shore. Come back, we'll teach you how to smile. Come home once more. Come home, Newfoundlander. If you're a nuke, you'll want to raise the roof again. Come home, Newfoundlander. We're gonna open up the old reproof again. Come home, Newfoundlander. Again we'll rant and roar. We'll sing old folk songs louder than before. We'll rock this island home from shore to shore. Come home, Newfoundlander. The friends who are your heart's delight are calling you. Come home, Newfoundlander. If you would like a luscious bite of flippers too, come home, Newfoundlander. The old rock calls once more. Come home again, back to our glorious shore once more. Come home again, back to our glorious shore. Come home, Newfoundlander. Come home, Newfoundlander.
Time for us to check with our Cabot correspondent in Bristol, England, BCN's low man on the totem pole, Norman Parmenter. He's on the line now, and surprise, surprise, he's below decks of the Matthew, the suspect replica of John Cabot's trusty scow. Hey, Norman!
Hi, Paul.
What's happening, Norman?
Sea trials in every sense of the word.
Norman, is that a queasy stomach doing somersaults, I hear?
Everything's fine. Let's just get on with it.
What is it with the signal we're getting? Is that the ship radio we're going on?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's rough, Norman. So what's happening with the Matthew anyway? England's mothership, the goose that laid the Empire's golden egg in North America.
It doesn't look good, Paul.
I can tell.
We're bobbing around Bristol Channel right now, and they're trying to stabilize her.
That would give it the pitch and yaw, back.
Yeah, that appears to be one of the problems, yeah.
And that's just in Bristol Channel. Wait until you get out on the open seas, my friend. Whew. The row, and the dip, and the up, and she stops.
and then sideways. And then you're out there for a couple of weeks, and you know, you get in the doldrums, and you're not moving, or else you're going around and around and around in circles. And then that deep, penetrating stench wafting up from the bills. How do they make that smell, Norman? Anyway, how are they going to aim the Matthew at Newfoundland?
Good question, Paul.
Well, Norman, when you find out the answer to that one, why don't you give us a call? But the best thing for you to do right now is to get some eggs down inside you.
Eating is out of the question.
That's the mistake many people make when they're as sick as you are. Make sure there's something in you to come up. That's my motto. Big breakfast, beans, sausages, 4 or 5 fried eggs. I'm getting hungry.
I gotta go, Paul.
Nothing worse than the dry heaves, Norman.
Paul, I can't.
Oh, but make sure that the eggs are good and fried. You certainly don't want to see any of that white stuff shaking around like jelly. Ooh.
That's it, Paul.
Wait, no, Norman, wait. I have another question. Norman. Anyway, that's Norman Parmenter, the man from BCN on the Cabot Trail in Bristol, England.
Kids, come on up Gander Bay way. Come on up to Uncle Jack's Shack.
You're a beautiful woman, Mrs. Coon.
It's fun for the whole family.
Honey, I'm home.
Uh-oh.
The fur is flying, and Warden Coons is in hot pursuit.
Run for it, Jack.
Oh, thanks for waiting, kids.
Every Saturday at 1, Uncle Jack's Shack, only on VCN.
Yes, once more we ask the ear-splitting question, what's that noise emanating from Canada's easternmost island province? But before we get to the noise, there's a little piece of business we must attend to, a bit of an apology and etc. Last week we announced a winner when Robert Graham identified the noise from Newfoundland as the signing of the papers that signified the joining of Canada and Newfoundland in 1949. Now, while Robert had the correct answer, the papers were signed in Ottawa. So the noise, though an important Newfoundland noise, is not, by rights, a noise from Newfoundland. Therefore, our quiz consultant, Willard Pilgrim, identifying this as his mistake, has weighted me with the burden of having to ask last week's winner, Robert Graham of Richmond Hill, Toronto, if he would be so kind as to mail us back the T-shirt that we sent him as a prize. I express the contrition of the BCN, but, well, rules is rules. That bit of unsavory business out of the way. Hollis, let's play our new certifiably Newfoundland noise. We're going to have a lot of fun with this one. From Newfoundland, the noise. And now from Canada, the contestants. Let's see what we can get from where here in the old mailbag. Stir it up. And here's an envelope postmarked from Grenfell, Saskatchewan. I wonder if there's any Newfoundland connection there. And the letter is from Bill Wiggins in Grenfell. And he writes, love your show and congratulations on your return to coal-fired transmission. Thanks very much, Bill. My guest to your new sound is the foghorn at the entrance of St. John's Harbor, perhaps welcoming the sealing vessels home or wishing them Godspeed on their annual hunt. Well, Bill Wiggins of Grenfell, Saskatchewan, thanks for your entry. And your answer? Wrong. Sorry, but keep on guessing. Guessing at the sound that is this. Know what that is? If so, then mail your entry to the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest, care of the BCN, 342 Duckwood Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Or enter electronically. Email us at greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca.
Hello, I'm Rita Malloy with some BCN community announcements. Due to an overwhelming response, the producers of Thorpex, Lord Master of the Underworld, the movie, to Vengeance of Thorpex, will hold a further mass audition for children in supporting roles tomorrow, Sunday. Parents of children auditioning for the parts of Venusian Strontium Minors, or Meat Pods, are asked to deposit their children in the stadium parking lot at 5:30 a.m. and collect them at 11 p.m. In aid of the St. Finian's Teaching Hospital Cardiology Center fundraiser, the Newfoundland League of Deep Fat Friars is holding a monster grease down at the Cabot Institute today. Fat Master Gid Stockley and his team will endeavor to take a place in the Guinness Book of World Records by cooking up the largest fee and chi ever. The batter hits the oil at 4 this afternoon. Persons wishing to form a Dads for Democracy group are invited to attend a get-together and exploration session at the Rabbittown Community Center tonight at 8. It is hoped that the meeting will generate a mission statement. A gender liaison officer will be selected, and a logo for the group is up for discussion. For more information, please call Farley Monk at 576-5271. The Newfoundland Historical Tourism Committee holds a public forum Monday evening at 7:30 in the Great Hall of the Edna Brady Home. Guest speaker will be Helena Miller. Her topic will be Going Back to Jerseyside. Remembrances, stories, and a display of Helena's photo album will be included. Bring your own tales of Jerseyside and stay for tea. Those are a few community announcements. BCN, serving the public for over 60 years.
Our run on the CBC Radio Network is soon to end for the season. BCN bean counters and CBC budget cutters are trying to hammer out a deal for next year, and I'm told it's there's still hope, but it's not looking good. Now, we have received hundreds of letters from across Canada, many of them with questions about the show. Today, we will address some of your queries while we still can. Here to read the letters with me is our weather watchdog, Erling Biggs.
Hello, Paul. Now tell me, if the Great Eastern isn't renewed by the CBC for next year, will it be continuing on the BCN?
Geez, Erling, it's got quite a history here. I'd assume that they'd want to keep it going.
Our first letter is from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Mrs. Ellen Switzer writes, Dear Paul, several weeks ago I heard you refer to the late Deng Xiaoping as your former bridge partner. We here at the Linden Woods Duplicate Club were wondering if this was true. Paul?
Yes, I was. In fact, Deng's bridge partner. Like many young people back in the 60s, I got tangled up in radical politics. And in 69, I misappropriated some funds from an OFY grant to attend the Ninth People's Congress in Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
Quite an affair. Now, while there, I signed up for some recreational bridge. There's not a whole lot else to do in the evenings in Beijing.
No,
at least not at that time, anyway. And quite by accident, Deng ended up as my partner. And as a team, we struck it off. We crushed all in our path. We worked so well together that we remained a competitive squad for the next 6 years, ultimately reaching the finals of the Singapore Invitational.
Really? And how did you make out there?
We were humiliated by the Bulgarians, Rich and Svetkov.
You know, I had no idea you were in China.
Oh, yes, sir. I ended up being paraded around in a dunce cap with my typewriter hanging around my neck. It was a scene.
Yeah. And Deng?
He died just the other day, Ellie.
No, your partnership.
We split over the unity and struggle of opposites and the takeout double. Okay, the next letter is from Iqaluit in Nunavut, and Arvo Murley of Iqaluit writes, I love the music you play on your show. Thanks, Arvo. Back when you were on in the summer a couple of years ago, you played this song by some Newfoundland band called the Hard Enough or the Had Enough Somethings. Anyway, I forget their name. Their song blew my mind. Who were they, and can I please hear the song again?
Well, no doubt the band that Arvo's referring to is The Hardship Post, mm-hmm. though it could be one of several songs that he's thinking of. Mm-hmm. I suppose we could oblige by playing a request?
If it's not a little too deus ex machina. Here they are.
The Hardship Post with...
My Secret Life.
I'm what I know. What I know. I'm not an idiot. No, actually, I'm very smart. Do 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 do.
No wonder Nunavut wanted more of Hardship Post. They're a great band. Erning Biggs is here with me, and we're reading your letters.
And here's one from Raluca Constantinescu of Vancouver, British Columbia. Raluca writes, Dear Paul, there was mention of your ex-wife on a program some weeks ago, yet when I checked your biography on the Great Eastern website, there was no mention of matrimony. Why are you avoiding this? Well, Paul?
Well, that's very personal.
Now, you pride yourself on being open with the audience. Tom Z. of Burlington, Ontario writes,
How many people work on the Great Eastern? I can't believe Paul does it all by himself.
Well, of course, there's me.
Yeah, for the weather.
Yeah, and I sub.
Oh, granted. Otherwise, there's Hollis manning the board, Reens, our secretary, and... That's it, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Probably a good time to read this letter. Jay Sullivan of Toronto writes, You often refer to your technician, Hollis Duffett. On a couple of occasions, I've heard his voice and found it very stirring. Just what kind of a man is Hollis Duffett?
Well, that's not an easy question to answer on the air. But Hollis, let it be said that Hollis is an extraordinary man of radio.
He was found as an infant abandoned at the BCN transmitter site. And raised more or less by this station.
And none the worse for it. How are you today, Hollis?
I've never felt better.
I can hear Hogtown swoon.
Fans all over. Anyway, here's a letter from Canada's other solitude. This is from Arthur Craven of Rigaud, Quebec. And Arthur writes, I didn't at first believe your show was broadcast in Iceland. I assumed this claim was another of your... I can't read this. Are you saying something else?
Dadaist strategies.
Dadaist strategies. Until on a business trip to Reykjavik, I garnered from the papers there that you had received some kind of medal from Eva, Dowager Empress of Iceland. So, it's really true.
A medal?
That was just a small thing for work in water safety. Anyway, next, a note from Labrador. Harlan Panashway writes,
You call your program Newfoundland's Cultural Magazine.
And proudly, sir.
Are you deliberately excluding Labrador? If so, why? And does this mean you endorse Labrador separatism? Or perhaps giving the land back to its rightful owners, the Innu and Inuit? Yeah, politically sensitive query there, Paul. Let's see you dance around that one.
Well, Mr. Panashaway, it all goes back to that cornerstone of political correctness, the issue of voice and its appropriation. Having overlooked Labrador for years, we decided we could hide behind cultural sensitivity, claiming not to appropriate your voice. Abracadabra, our ignorance becomes our wisdom. Now, Ray, Labrador separatists, I think, and this is not the view of the station, I think Labrador separatists can all go jump in Lake Melville.
I see. And the Innu and Inuit land claim issues.
Well, I was avoiding that question.
Yeah, well, I'm putting it to you now.
I'll bet you're right in there with them, aren't you, Erling? Yes. Yes. Give them the land. They couldn't make more of a mess of it than we have. Still now, you start down that road, and all us pink folk, we're on a boat back to Europe. History, It's a stumper.
Mm. That's Labrador. What of the rest of Newfoundland? I mean, the show has been accused of being metrocentric.
That's not a letter.
Yeah, it's just my personal thing, you know.
Yeah, gander boy. Look, Labrador wants in, but wants out. The rest of Newfoundland thinks we're urban snobs. Canadians think we're too regional. In Iceland, people aren't even sure if this is a real show. We do what we can.
Yeah, you know, it's not only in Iceland. Here's a letter from St. John's. Donnie Lawson writes, I don't know whether the Great Eastern is for real. What gives?
Pardon?
I'm not sure I understand the question. Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Me too. Flesh and blood.
We're for real.
Great Eastern walks the walk between you and me every week at this time, live from the studios of the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland in the Old Town. Our engineer today was Hollis Duffett. The director of radio at the BCN is Ish Lundrigan. Please write us at 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Or send us an email. That address is greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Our website is open for action. Check it out through CBC Radio's homepage. We're in the arts section. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next Saturday for The Great Eastern. It's Newfoundland's cultural magazine.